Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season. The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. A multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Part 2.
I remember the scent of the sea, the salt in the air, the sound of my father Zebedee's voice calling orders to the hired men as we cast our nets into the deep.
That's enough now.
As a child in Capernaum, life was simple, mornings spent at the synagogue, learning the Torah, hearing the rabbis speak of the coming Messiah, and evenings spent by the shore, mending nets with my brother James. My hands, now wrinkled with age, once bore the calluses of a fisherman, trained to haul the day's catch, to read the water's mood, and to rise before dawn to meet the sea. But even in those years of labor, I longed for something more. I listened closely when the scrolls were read, my heart stirring at the prophecies of the one who would come. Then came the day we heard of a wild prophet by the Jordan, a man clothed in camel's hair, crying out of repentance and the nearness of the kingdom of God. James and I left our boats and our father behind for a time, drawn by something we could not yet name, a whisper in the depths of my soul that change was near. I did not know it then, but the Jordan would lead me to the man who would call me to a life far beyond the nets of Galilee.
Is this the man that the people are buzzing about? The man they say is Elijah returned to us from the heavens?
He's quite the sight.
People of Israel, for too long you have forsaken the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. A day of reckoning is coming. Repent, repent, repent.
Gather round, people of Elohim. Listen closely to what I have to say. I am one of a long line of messengers, warning of judgment day. I am a voice crying out in the wilderness, speaking to your very fate. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Raise the chaff will burn like wildfire, the wheat stored for many days. Prepare the way, make straight the path before him. Prepare the way, the Lord is drawing near. You take me for a madman, gossiping about what I eat and wear. Give no heed to my appearance when your broken hearts need repair. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from coming wrath? Bear fruit of true repentance, walk a penitent, transformed path. Don't claim your lineage saves you, Abraham, our father, you say. God can raise children from these stones if you continue to disobey.
Come into the river. Yes, I baptize you in the name of Elohim for the remission of your sins.
There's something different about him.
Like the prophets of old, My namesake. My father said I was named for the hope of what's to come.
You in the river, who are you to baptize? Are you the Messiah?
I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Before him, prepare the way, the Lord is drawing near.
Could it be? People of Israel, you have no idea who walks on this shore.
John, will you baptize me?
You come to me. I need to be baptized by you.
Let it be so now, for in this way we fulfill all righteousness.
Today, one who is different on the shore, spoken of by prophets long before. My heart leaps up, my spirit knows the promise of old is coming close. Now behold the
This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased.
Where did that voice come from?
That came from heaven, John. We just heard the voice of God.
Who is this man? Who else but the Messiah?
We must follow him. We must learn from him.
But we're disciples of the Baptist.
Go, follow him.
To be continued.